Hey everybody, and welcome to another episode of Webcamps TV. Today I'm joined in the studio by Eric Porter. Eric, just tell everybody at home what you do and kind of what your job title is.
I'm the PM on the ASP.NET team for ASP.NET web pages.
Fantastic. And you've got a bit of history with Channel 9, haven't you? So you used to work for these guys.
Yeah, I used to be a dev on Channel 9, so I helped build some of the older versions. Now you guys have a newer version. I didn't really work on that very much, but I worked on the stuff before that.
Cool, very cool. So people should recognize you from that. Mm-hmm. But nowadays, you're working for the ASP.NET team on the web pages product, which goes into WebMatrix, which is really cutting edge stuff, very cool.
Yep.
And we've had one beta out so far. We've got some stuff coming out very soon. But today we're here to talk about one thing in particular, which is helpers, right?
Mm-hmm.
So from my understanding, correct me if I'm wrong, helpers are there to make my life easier as a developer.
Yeah, it's sometimes you have code that repeats throughout your site, and it makes it easier to kind of encapsulate that in something reusable.
So I kind of think of the helpers that are in WebMatrix already, like membership, security, database access, and those are kind of sometimes repetitive, but also kind of slightly complex things to do. So it's nice that I have like a helper that makes it super easy to kind of make sure a user is logged in, for example, or make sure that, it's easy to access the database.
Yeah, they're usually not super difficult things to do, but they're things that, given enough of them, if you have to build all these things in your app, that it really adds up and takes up a lot of time. So these bring it all together for you.
So the idea is to have less code, makes it easier to maintain, makes it easy to understand what's going on as well. Cool. So there are a number of helpers in the box already, but there's also the opportunity to build your own helpers, right? So that's what we're going to talk about today, is how do you go about building your own helpers? And there's a few approaches that you could take, right? But let's start off with a scenario that might need a helper. So I think you want to talk about IE9.
Yeah, so I actually blogged earlier this week. IE9 beta came out, and I was like, hey, these little tasks that you can add and other things when you pin the site to your taskbar in Windows 7, I was like, that'd be a really easy helper to make, because it's just adding a simple meta tag to your site. So
how do you do that today?
Yeah, let's check it out. So the first thing you have to do is add a meta tag that has a name of application task.
Right.
And then you just specify in the content a name, an action URI, and an icon.
So a few parameters there, and you're pointing towards some kind of icon file. Cool. Okay,
yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, so if I run this in IE9, get my simple page here, I can drag the actual tab down to the taskbar.
If anybody hasn't seen this before, this is kind of one of the coolest new features in IE9 beta.
Yep.
This kind of this pinned approach to web apps.
Yeah, and there's a lot of things you can customize, but we're just going to look here at this one, which is when I right mouse click now on this pinned one, I have a test item. And this takes me to whatever page I specified in the action URI.
Very cool.
Yep, and if I had an icon, it would show it.
Sure.
So the next thing I'm thinking is, okay, I have lots of stuff on my site I want to make tasks. So I go and copy this and paste it, and I'm like,
you have to change all the parameters each
time. Yeah, I have to keep changing it each time, and if I make a typo in one, they all work except that one, and it's kind of funky. So the next thought is, how can I encapsulate this and reuse it?
Right.
So I'll take a look over here. I've pre-built a helper. One way that you can do it is to build a class.
Okay. So what you've just opened now is a class file. It's iehelper.cs, which stands for C#. And that means it's a bit of code which encapsulates, it was encapsulated inside of a class. Okay, so just talk us through what's happening here.
Yeah, okay. So this is C#. So one of the differences, before is I have CSHTML, and this is CS. So this is actual just code. There's no markup in here. So I create a static class. I called it iehelpers.
Yep.
Static is just so that I can call it without having to worry about, instantiating the object.
Yeah.
But a bunch of OOP stuff that I don't really need to understand to make this work. But it would just create a static method on that class that returns an IHTML string. And that's the special string that we use under the covers to say that this is HTML that that Razor needs to render.
Nice.
So I've created one called task, and it just takes those three parameters that the content attribute needed. So then I build that string here, just using string.formats to build out a meta tag with name and content.
So we recognized this before from the CSHTML page, except now we've got the parameters in place, and we're using string.format to insert those.
Yes.
Cool.
Yep, and then I just have to make sure that it's an HTML string that I return, so I can just say new HTML string and pass it the string that I just created.
Perfect.
Yep, so now...
Just pause 1 second before we go to the, you know, actually implementing it. Mm-hmm. Notice that we're also putting this in the app_code folder. So
yes.
What happens, that's kind of a magic folder, isn't it?
Yeah,
something happens there behind the scenes.
Yeah, it's a magic folder that when I put any code in there, it will get compiled into a single assembly that's global to the whole application.
Very good point. Cool.
Yes. So now, in any file in my app, in this one in particular, I can say at iehelpers.task and pass in whatever I want again for the name and for URL. And for icon that I don't have.
So in an example I've seen before, Facebook does this really nicely. The Facebook apps, when you pin that on the taskbar, they have things like links to various things like news, messages, events, friends. So you can imagine they've done the exact same thing, right?
Yep.
They've just got, you know, the icon in place and it's pointing to a specific URL on Facebook.com.
Yep.
Nice.
Yep. So now I can use that as many times as I want to create as many other ones, just like Facebook did. So I'm gonna have a couple. And again, I think I have to reinstall it. But if I unpin and repin, should get
there we have
test
two tasks.
Yeah.
Very, very cool. Mm-hmm. Okay, so that's the C# class version of doing a helper.
Yeah, so the problem here now is that I have this code file in app code, but if I want to reuse it in any other apps that I have, I have to keep copying that file into each application. And
what happens if you change one?
Yeah, you change one, and then you're out of date with all the others, and you have to make sure you remember to update everything.
Mm-hmm.
So the other way you could do it, which I'm not going to demo, but I can talk about, is in Visual Studio, you can add these into a class library and compile them into one assembly, so you have a DLL.
Yep.
And then I can drag that DLL into the bin folder in all of my apps.
Right.
And it'll just all be there in one single file.
Okay, so it makes it easier to maintain. And then, of course, with Visual Studio, you can set up tests.
Yeah.
And so, you know, one of the things that I've been doing is coming up with some, you know, fairly complex helpers. And, of course, the more complicated your code gets, the more you want to make sure it works.
Yep.
And so tests come into play. And so in Visual Studio, you can test against all of your helpers right there, and it makes it much easier to have a high quality of helper. So that's cool. So you've got the way of doing it in DLLs, in assemblies, in Visual Studio. You've got the C# class version, which we've seen right now. And then there's another way that's coming out very soon in the next beta, which will be even easier, right? And let's talk about that right now.
Yep. In the next release, we'll be able to do it another way, which is if I go back to my way where I've just hard-coded it in here, the simplest approach would be to just cut and paste this into something that can run. So we actually have that now with @helper. So you'll notice if I come into this file, I have another. Now notice this isn't a CS file, this is a CSHTML file in app code.
Okay, subtle difference.
Yes, so special syntax here using Razor. You can say @helper and then the name of your method and then the parameters, again, just like we did in the other file. And then a curly brace, anything that Razor supports in the middle, and then an end curly brace.
So that could be logic, that could be markup, right? And that's the power of Razor, because you can combine those things pretty freely.
Yeah.
And so your copy and paste example is a great one, where you just grab it, wrap it around or have it wrapped by a task method here, and then just kind of mix up the HTML logic. So
yeah, and I just like in Razor, I just put at, you know, whatever parameter came in, wherever I need it to go. And then it works. I can, again, add code in here. So if I say if quest.browser equals IE so that it only renders for IE, then I can do that.
Nice.
I don't have to worry about wrapping it in an HTML string or anything like that. I just copy, paste, fill in my parameters, and done.
Perfect.
So now I can call this.
So the name of this file actually is quite important, right, with how you use the helper.
Yep.
So it's called ie.cshtml.
Yeah.
And then that's used in when you call the helper.
Yeah, we actually generate a class named IE in this case.
Yep.
So I would say IE dot and the name of my method task, and it'd be the same as before. This stuff.
So let's so you see that what that looks like then. Let's run it.
Yep.
Okay, so as before, same result.
Yep, and I'll reinstall it here. And again, when I right mouse click, I have my task that I added.
So. Very cool. So that's using the new at helper syntax. So there's some pretty good ways of building helper and helpers, you know, based on both your experience with development and also kind of you know, the complexity of the helper. Mm-hmm. So do you see like people, you know, preferring one over the other, or do you think it's just going to depend on what people feel comfortable with?
Yeah, I think it just depends on skill level. Mm-hmm. People that have used .NET before that can definitely use the C# class way of doing it, and that'll be can be more powerful depending on how you do it. Like in our internal helpers that we ship with ASP.NET web pages, that's what we use. Mm-hmm. We also use the tag builder and some other classes to kind of help make the code more efficient and work better. It also, the at helper way of doing it also will not, is for UI-based helpers. So things that just need to render UI. Yeah. If you want to do things like, if you look at our reCAPTCHA helper, which will render things, but also then do some validation to call out to their service to make sure the CAPTCHA was correct, that would require doing the CS way mm-hmm. as well.
Yeah, it's going to be a little bit more complicated. So it's that next level of complexity means either your CS class-based helper or potentially a DLL assembly-based one.
Yep.
Okay, cool. So what's your you know, favorite helpers in WebMatrix so far? You know, what have you enjoyed playing around with?
Well, reCAPTCHA is a big one because so many sites do that. Mm-hmm. Anytime you build a site anymore, you have to make sure that, you know, automated bots can't come through.
Yeah.
And that one's super, super helpful. But even mail, I mean, it's easy to write that in the past, but it's just super nice to be able to write a couple lines and be done.
Right, so that's where you want to send a mail out to someone out there on fire email from your site. It's a really common task to do, but sometimes you're setting it up, making sure you've got the right parameters. Some kind of, you always have to go back to a reference doc to remember what they are, so kind of the helper makes it so much easier. That's cool.
Yep.
You know, one of my favorites is the Facebook like button and the Twitter stuff, the Twitter integration, so you can get like social capabilities really easily within your website.
Mm-hmm.
And we're kind of working on some really cool helpers in the future that, you know, adds to the product.
Looking forward to them.
We're gonna have some pretty interesting helpers there that make it super easy to build websites using WebMatrix. So Eric, thanks so much for kind of showing this off. Where's one place that you would recommend people go visit online to get more information about this?
Microsoft.com/web/WebMatrix.
Yep, that's a good place to go start. They've got lots of tutorials, videos on WebMatrix and how to start building websites. There's also www.asp.net. There's full documentation there on all of the helpers that are in WebMatrix. So if you want to see what all of the different helpers are, then recommend checking that out. And of course, we'll put a link to your blog where we've got the more information about the IE9 helper that we've seen today, so people can download that code and start coding away. So Eric, thanks very much for coming and showing this off
My
to
pleasure.
Us today. We look forward to seeing more in the future from WebMatrix.
Yeah.